This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
You're listening to the latest edition of Truth That Transforms with Pastor Bo DeFrana.
We have loved ones that are dear to us. They don't know the Lord. We need to be reminded of this, that first of all, they are going to live forever somewhere. They are spirit beings, and the greatest need that they have is to have the atoning work of Jesus Christ applied to their heart, to their spirit. They need the person of Jesus. They don't need me to jam religion down their throat. They don't need me to tell them all of my apologetics about the Christian faith, and they don't need that. They need Christ. They need a personal encounter with Jesus.
We all have that person, the one you think about when things get quiet, the one you wish you could sit down with and say, hey, this really matters. Maybe you've tried before and it didn't go well, so now you avoid it. You tell yourself you'll bring it up later when the moment feels right. Today, Pastor Bo encourages you not to give up because every person you love is eternal. They're going to spend forever somewhere. And their greatest need isn't more information. It's a real relationship with Jesus. Now, here's Pastor Bo as he begins his message, Spiritual Conversation.
The book of Acts, chapter 20, turn there, and I'd like to draw your attention to verse 11. When we have these people who are close to us, could be Christians, but really the target of what I experienced with you guys was family members of ours, friends of ours, people who are just close to us that are not in Christ, they don't know the Lord, and you want to be able to do something about that. You want to be able to somehow communicate the concern that you have for them because you know the Lord and you know the gospel, but yet it is just so hot, the culture now. So hot. You say anything, you got fireworks going off, everybody's offended, bombs, you know, it's like relationships are shattered, you know, and so we're living maybe in a little bit of fear, maybe a lot of our communication, we're like, it's kind of icy. And so we're just, and what does it look like to be effective in that? I think there's been some sort of a long, and I'm not a social study kind of guy, I'm just in my own life looking at the last 5 years, looking at how much has changed. And I can tell that the way that we would in the past be comfortable with sharing our faith or communicating the gospel, we're not as much anymore. That's in general. But what concerns me even more than that is our ability to even articulate it, is to actually even be able to share what we ought to be sharing as faithful, on mission believers, followers of Jesus Christ in this world. So that's what I want to talk to you about. And I'm not just, this isn't random. I want you to see the connection that I'm making, and then we'll just get to it. It's Acts 20, verse 11. We studied the passage last week, but okay, you can look at verse 11, but I want you to see this subject of talking about spiritual things all through the section. For example, verse 7 first says, on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together, Luke says, to break bread, Paul did what? Paul talked. Do you see that? This is where we're at today. We got to really break it down. All right. Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day. And then look at what he did. He prolonged his speech until when? Midnight. Until midnight. So he's doing a lot of talking, right? And then it goes on. Let's see. Verse 9, when young man Eutychus, sitting in the window, falls into that deep sleep. As much as we want to talk about that, that's not our focus today. It says again, Paul talked still longer, it says. Okay, and then let's keep going. Let's get down now into verse 11. And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, that's after we see Eutychus getting better, it says he conversed with them. You see that in verse 11? And again, it's he conversed with them a long while. Now, I understand, well, no. Let me teach my message first. Let me just teach my message. I want to make a connection from there to the topic of spiritual conversation. Okay, I want to launch from there what you see Paul doing, which is a very loving act, actually. How much time, so they're right there, right? Availability. How available he is to not only listen, but to what? To give, to speak. So he's not just listening and then sort of like giving Christian cliches back. He is available and wanting to give. Give the actual good news, give the gospel. All of his insight into Jesus Christ, he's wanting to give that to these disciples. And he's always like that with people. Paul, often we see him in traveling. That's just how he is. Now, two things I want to give us, well, three, before I get into my outline. I want us to get our terms right, because it can be misunderstood. When we talk about, that the title of my message is spiritual conversation. I want to define spiritual, and then I want to define conversation. Okay? Okay? Okay. So spiritual, according to Webster, is of or relating to, consisting of, or affecting the spirit, lowercase s. So the spirit, you, me, the real us is spirit. The real me, the real Bo is a spirit. The real you is a spirit being. And so that's what we mean first when we're talking about spiritual conversation. We're talking about a person has a spirit. So that means that a person lives forever. Their spirit will live forever. Okay? So spiritual conversation. So, right there's a big filter. Our focus is on the spiritual when we're talking to people, right? It's on the spiritual. It's understanding that this person was created in the image of God and they're going to live forever somewhere eternally. So our conversation first starts by being a spiritual conversation. Okay, that's the first part. Now, Webster, I thought, just if I found it interesting, Bo did when I was looking at the definition of spiritual. I think it was the second portion of the definition said spiritual needs. Needs. And I was like, there's the connection for the Christian right there. So Webster's just doing a good job in defining spiritual and going as far as to work out the definition to say that there are even spiritual needs that people have. And of course, there's a period there in the dictionary, but I know that's really an equal sign to Jesus Christ. The spiritual needs that people do have, every spirit has a need. Its ultimate need is not for a refined version of Christianity, or what I'm trying to say is just some institution or some brand or some person, as far as a man, another. No, what every spirit needs is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Every spirit person needs the person, the man, the God-man, Christ Jesus. That's their greatest spiritual need. Now, it is in him that they experience what he offers and why he died and why he lives. Everything about him. So forgiveness of sin, resurrection life, hope, all these things for the future, salvation, obviously, right? Redemption, full atonement for their sins. All of this is in the person, though, person, Jesus Christ. So every single person that you and I have in our lives that matter to us, and that should be all people, but I'm trying to minister to us in this space today that many of us are living in. We have loved ones that are dear to us. They don't know the Lord. We need to be reminded of this, that first of all, they are going to live forever somewhere. They are spirit beings, and the greatest need that they have is to have the atoning work of Jesus Christ applied to their heart, to their spirit. They need the person of Jesus. They don't need me to jam religion down their throat. They don't need me to tell them all of my apologetics about the Christian faith, and they don't need that. They need Christ. They need a personal encounter with Jesus. So I want to say that up front, and then I'll get a little more detail about that in a minute. Second definition I want to give us is conversation. Spiritual conversation. Bo, why would you do that? Well, because I think conversating with people today is almost a lost art. We need sort of a definition of what is a conversation. I have noticed a drastic difference conversing with, let's say, and this is no ding on anybody. It's just the impact of the screen and digital life and all these things that have changed us. The difference between communicating with a young adult, let's say, and no offense to any of my young adult friends, and communicating with, who I'll just say her name, Mary Brown. I'm sure she's in church here today. Mary Brown. There's a vast difference in communicating with those two generations. One doesn't converse like the other. They still converse, it's just not according to the definition of what an actual conversation is. There's communication, you just gotta come at it in a lot of different ways. I want to give us the definition of conversation. It is an oral exchange of sentiments, observations, opinions, or ideas. That is a conversation. A conversation is an oral exchange of sentiments, an oral exchange of observations, an oral exchange of opinions or ideas. A lot of people today in our culture will say, I just want to have a conversation. You realize they don't really want to have a conversation. They just want to get mad, hot, and angry, and you know, they're not even able to have a conversation, a true conversation. That's what a conversation is. Now, Webster also said, I liked this, a talk, defined it as a talk, and then had this, which is defined as a quiet conversation. I liked that, because that's sort of what I'm advocating for. It's in the sphere of what I'm trying to say. The ability for us to have spiritual conversations that, you know how you would say maybe, come, let's have a talk. You might say that. Can we talk about this? Or something like that. And what you're asking, what you're appealing a person to do is to have a quiet conversation. An actual, though, exchange of ideas, of opinions, of observations. We need to be able to do this. Paul's doing this. He's having spiritual conversation. And I think we need to be able to do it as well. A quote by James Boyce I want to give you sums up this entire message that I'm trying to share with you in one quote. He says it this way. It is through the preaching of the word in formal settings. That's like this. So he says, it is through the preaching of the word in formal settings and, listen, testifying to the word in informal conversations, that the power of God is known. That is how God has chosen to reach people. It's a great one-liner from James Montgomery Boyce, great Presbyterian minister. It is through the preaching of the word in formal settings and testifying to the word in informal conversations, that the power of God is known. That is how God has chosen to reach people. If you think maybe even for us, we went through this room, how many of us have came to Christ, perhaps as a result of hearing the word, maybe in a formal setting, or hearing the gospel in an informal conversation? Many of us would say, well, yeah, that's how I was reached. Okay, I wanted to give you that up front. Some definitions and a wonderful quote that helps summarize what I'm trying to say. Now, I want us to look at this first. I want to give you some general references in the Bible of spiritual conversation on this topic. I want us to now back up and let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, because here's the first point I want to make with it for us today. Spiritual conversation is used in everyday life. Okay, so let's just take that maybe burden off ourselves of thinking when I have to have a conversation with someone, it needs to be Tuesday at 3 o'clock. I want to meet you. I have to talk to you. You know, it's like, not so much. It's more like this gets baked in cake all in everyday life, spiritual conversation. Deuteronomy 6, verse 7 says, you shall teach them. And I want you to notice very slowly, this is Deuteronomy 6. This is a very significant chapter in the Bible. Moses talking to the nation of Israel about the greatest commandment, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your soul and with all your might. It says in verse 5. And then it says in verse 7, so you shall teach them diligently. So first of all, notice that for those of us that are parents, when it comes to having spiritual conversation, this would be something for us to glean from, model. There is this teaching of our children that is to be done diligently. And it says, notice how clear the commandment is, you shall teach them. And them is the commandments, the statutes of the Word of God. You shall do that. And you shall do it diligently. And then I want you to just see how it says it. And shall, do you see the T word? What is it? Talk. Talk. Open up our mouths and talk. Talk in everyday life about the Word of God. Talk it, teach it, and do it diligently, consistently, pouring it into their mind, into their heart. Now, please read the rest of this chapter today, because it will give you the why. It will give you the why. And I don't have time to do it, or else I'm going to get sidetracked. You know me, and I'm going to preach Deuteronomy 6 and not get to my message. So please read the rest of Deuteronomy 6, and you will see all the reasons why God, through Moses, was telling the people during that time, and God still says it to us today, why we are to teach our children the Word of God and to do it diligently. And notice how he says, talk of them when you sit in your house, so inside, at the in the living room, in the dining room, so in the house, and when you walk by the way, so when you're driving down the road, when you're running your errands, picking them up from school, whatever it might be, and when you lie down. So at the end of the day, there is to be this still, this diligent teaching them of the Word of God. And when you rise. So it's to be inside the house, outside the house, beginning of the day, end of the day. But the gist is, right, everyday life. It is to be spiritual conversation, is to be used in everyday life. So parents, we've got to get our minds wrapped around that. If there's a gap there, we've got to close it. In other words, if we only talk about spiritual things on Sunday on the way home from church in the car, right? We got some little bit more we can do there. Would you agree? Yeah. So we got to open up spiritual conversation all week long. It's every day. You kind of got to be ready for it at all different times of the day to teach them what the Word of God says about all kinds of things as life comes at us, as life transpires. You're not ready for what's going to happen every day. You know, so what is it? How does that shake out? And so we had Christ exalting discipleship kind of conversation about what it looks like to lead our family spiritually according to this verse. And it took up our entire time, was just this verse. It's what you get when a pastor is your small group leader. You get parts of his sermon, and that's what we were doing. But I want you to see that one. Spiritual conversation is used in everyday life. Now I want you to see a second general reference that I'm trying to give us about this topic. It's found in Psalm 145. Turn there if you would, please. Psalm 145. And I want you to see one verse of scripture. It's really verses 11, 12, and 13 of this psalm that have to do with the subject. But I'm only just to have us do some work on verse 11. Psalm 145, verse 11 says, Now, this is referring to spiritual conversation concerns the things of God. Now, I'm going to explain that. Spiritual conversation concerns the things of God. Have you heard that phrase before? Yeah, you've heard that. It's somewhat of a churchy term. I think if you've been around Christianity for a while, you might hear somebody say the things of God, you know, or something. But it's like, what is that? What are the things of God? Anyway, I'll help us understand that right now. So that's what we're talking about, though. Spiritual conversation has at its, what it's concerned about is about the things of God. So it's not like all of our other conversations about the things of this world, the things of our money here, the things of our careers here, the things of the future of our kids here. We're just things here. No, spiritual conversation concerns itself with the things of God. And here's one place where we see this. Psalm 145, verse 11 says, they. Now, they, to give us the context of this psalm, are the righteous. The righteous. So believers, worshipers of God. They shall speak. Did you see that again, too? Did you see that again, too? Come on, guys, stay with me. They shall speak. So we also need to get this sort of relayed in our foundation again, too, as Christ followers in this world. We do have a responsibility before God to stay, dare I say, militantly committed to the work of the Lord in the world. We shall do this. It's not like when it seems like it would be a good opportunity. Please, let's start getting away from that. No, we shall do this. We shall speak of the glory of your kingdom. And notice the next word. What is it in the ESV? And tell. There it is again. Speak and tell of your power. Now, I'd like to give you a cross-reference right there. It's Daniel 2:44. If you want to make a note of that, that'll help you further understand what I'm trying to say here. I want to give it to you first before I mess it all up. Daniel 2:44, and you'll get an idea of what I'm trying to say here. The things of God would be, according to this psalm and using this verse to stay in context, would be, and you could picture this if you were talking to someone. I'll do this. I'll say something like, yeah, but God's power or God's kingdom is more powerful than any kingdom on the earth. I'll say something like that. What am I doing? I'm making sure this spiritual conversation concerns itself with the things of God. So in other words, God's kingdom and the fact that God's kingdom is going to come one day with power, that Christ is going to come back. I hope you and I are on the same page here. I hope, because what I'm trying to do as trying to be a faithful pastor with you and our church is make disciples. Did you hear me today at church? So if you're an attendee, I get that maybe a little bit. But after a while, it's whether or not I have received Christ as Lord and Savior and whether or not now I am on mission as a disciple of His. And so it's not foreign for Christians, for disciples of Jesus, to talk about the kingdom of God on planet Earth. That's not. That would be normal. That would be a normal spiritual conversation for Christ's people on the planet to have, is to talk about the kingdom of God and to talk about how one day it's going to come again with power and to introduce that into our conversations, that Jesus Christ was here once and so we can guarantee He'll be here again just like He said He would be. And so we concern the conversation around the things of God. And you could, again, do some more reading. You could read verse 12 and read verse 13, and it'll keep unfolding for you more just about the kingdom and how our conversation is one that should concern itself with the kingdom of God. I could say, we could probably say a lot more about that, but that's the second sort of just general reference I wanted to give you this about spiritual conversation, is that it concerns itself with the things of God, God's kingdom, God's ways, God's word, God's spirit, God's future, the work of redemption in the past, the cross work, the work of Jesus on the cross, the resurrection, all of these things. We take what we know, the truths of God's kingdom, and concern ourselves with that in the conversation.
If you're enjoying this edition of Truth That Transforms, we'd like you to share it with friends and family. Pastor Bo's messages can be found on our website, trinitychurchmlb.churchcenter.com. But you can also subscribe, like, and share these via podcast. When you subscribe, you'll always be alerted when new content is made available. It's easy, accessible, and convenient to share with those you know. Again, make sure to subscribe. Truth That Transforms is based out of Melbourne, Florida. If you're ever in the area for work or vacation, we'd love for you to join us for community and fellowship. We meet on Sundays at 10 a.m. Pastor Bo has more to share at that time, and it would be such a blessing to hear about your story and get to know you, helping get you connected. If you have children, we have opportunities for them as well. There's a youth midweek service at 6:30 on Wednesdays. Get them involved and plugged in too. To learn more about our ministry and who we are, we invite you to go to trinitychurchmlb.churchcenter.com. Pastor Bo will be back again next time, reinforcing more truths about God and how our relationship with Him and His Word is of utmost importance in impacting those we relate to in the world. Perspective is key, right? If you have any questions, feel free to call us at 321-676-8992. That's 321-676-8992. Thanks for listening to this edition, and come back for more from Truth That Transforms.
Hello there. This is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God and the Refresh Radio Program here on WMIE 91.5 FM. I want to say thank you today. I want to say thank you to those of you who in the past and are currently supporting WMIE and this radio ministry. This is a ministry. The programs, the teachings that go out are able to go out because of your support. It is a listener-supported ministry. It's funded by donations. And for those of you who currently give, I want to say thank you. I can tell you that there have been lives that have been saved. There have been people whose lives have grown as they've heard the teaching that goes forth here on WMIE. And so if you have been a faithful supporter, we want to say thank you. I also want to extend an invitation. And that is, if you are listening to the Refresh Radio program, that you reach out and say, you know what, I want to be a part of that. One of the things that we do with our missions program is we tell people there are people who are sent, there are people who send, and we want to be one of those too. And so you may not have a program here on WMIE, but you can make the programming possible. The equipment, the transmitters, the facilities, all of that is done because of people who reach out in faith. So if you've been one of those supporters, we say thank you. If not, and you feel like God is leading you, we want to say welcome to the ministry. I pray that you would reach out 321-632-1000 so you can be a part of what WMIE is doing.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. Tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him. The night around me is falling, but he bids me go through the voice of hope. His voice to me is calling. Tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And the joy we share as we tarry, ever.